rockband.org.
Thursday, good morning. It's 8:46 WHUD.
All right, the rock band Sister Hazel is looking forward to the MKNG Creativity Festival at Bethel Woods a week from this Saturday. We talked to guitarist Ryan Newell.
September 29th, it's a two-day festival. I think there's like over 100 vendors there, a bunch of arts and crafts and live music, and I believe it's only a $10 cover, so it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, it sounds like the place to be. Now, what's been going on with the band lately?
This week, actually, we just released an EP called Wind. We're very fortunate that it debuted at number one on the country iTunes chart, so we're really excited about that. Really proud of the record, and we've just been doing some touring. We're actually playing the Grand Ole Opry this weekend. We're doing our charity show, which is called Lyrics for Life. Yeah, we're staying busy.
Now, you guys started out in Florida. Tell us how the band got together and about the name.
We're a college band. We all met in college, University of Florida. The name, Kim Block, our lead singer, he came up with the name, and Sister Hazel is a real person, Sister Hazel Williams, but she's a minister down in Gainesville, Florida, and she ran a homeless shelter, and Ken just thought the name was really cool and represented what we tried to do, which is put people in a better place. She did it with a homeless shelter. We try to do it with music.
That is absolutely beautiful. We love that story. So tell us about the music you'll be playing for us at Bethel Woods.
Well, we try to mix it up. We don't play the same set every night. So we actually are very democratic about it. And each person in the band does the set list each night. We used to sit and argue for hours over the set list. Now we're just say, your turn. It saves us a lot of time and energy.
Yep, that's exactly what Mike and I do every morning.
Oh, yeah.
I said, Casey, you're in charge.
And it worked out great.
Right. It sounds like a good partnership.
We're going to be playing, obviously, All For You. So tell us the genesis of that song.
Ken, our lead singer, wrote that song even before Sister Hazel was formed. When the band started playing it, you know, we knew it was a special song because, you know, we were a little band in a van and trailer, and people were singing that song in towns that we've never been in. It had a very grassroots growth, and some radio stations started playing it before we were even signed to a label, and that's kind of what attracted the label to this band called Sister Hazel. The song was number one on four formats, and people always ask us if we get sick of playing it, and the answer is no. You know, when you look out and you see a crowd really enjoying themselves, that's why we do it, and it feels good every time.
Are you standing on the side of a road?
I am. I've got a baby strapped to my chest, and I'm walking 2 miniature schnauzers.
And I appreciate that you ran out into the street to stop the traffic. Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Get back to daddy duty.
All right. Thank you so much.
Too many schnauzers on a leash and a baby strapped to his chest, and he's out walking around.
He's
letting us know that he's coming to town.
Yeah, Ryan Newell from the group Sister Hazel. Now you know how they got their name. You know they're coming to town on the 29th. And we've got some tickets for you right now for a very interesting event.
Yes, it's a creativity festival, the MKNG Creativity Festival with Sister Hazel on Saturday the 29th. The festival continues the 30th, too, with do-it-yourself demos and demonstrations and vendors and food. And you can find out more at BethelWoodCenter.org. Save $2 on each ticket by using the code WHUD, by the way. And parking is free, compliments of AC Moore. Everybody's getting to the creativity today.
Oh, very nice. So we need call number 7.
That's it.
1-877-274-9483. Good luck. Come on, let's do this. Bethel Woods with Sister Hazel. 100.3.